On the show today, we have Altana Federal Credit Union's very own Eva Erlocker and Member-Driven Technologies, or MDT's, Christina Yates, all on the show talking about how the credit union is leveraging DeepTarget's sophisticated engagement and sales tools within their digital banking environment through the MDT partnership. It's amazing to see how three organizations really work together in unison to benefit the ultimate end user here, and that's the member. So really, really good stuff here from both Eva and Christina. Hope you check it out. We're here because we're talking partnerships, we're talking digital banking, so I'm really excited about this. So Eva, I'm going to start with you. And so what was going on at Altana that prompted you guys to go look at DeepTarget's sophisticated engagement and sales tools within their digital banking environment through this really cool partnership you had with the folks at MDT? So what was going on there that kind of prompted you guys to look in a new direction?
So we had gone through the process of realizing we needed, when COVID hit, and all of our members flocked to our online services, we realized that our online banking and mobile banking apps did not match. They were a different experience.
Really? Okay.
On each. So okay. We decided we needed to up our game with our online banking and mobile banking. And so going through that process, we really looked at all of the technologies that we had attached to those services, and DeepTarget was one of them. We've been with DeepTarget for many, many years.
Oh, you have? Okay.
We have. And so we did our due diligence and looked at some other options, if you will, and really decided that DeepTarget was something that we wanted to retain for our members because of the flexibility and ease of use.
Gotcha. And where did MDT fall in line here? Because I mean, obviously you have a partnership with them as well. And Christine, I'll let you answer this as well. But just initially, Eva, what was MTD's role in all this?
So MDT is our partner, and they bring to us different technologies. They manage our core relationship, our core products.
Okay.
And so they are a partner that helps us to determine what is right for us and what we need to best serve our members.
Gotcha.
So they're pivotal in this decision because they know of these technologies and how they work mm-hmm. together. And so MDT showed us our different options.
Got it.
And is our partner in making those decisions.
Got it. All right, Christina, this one's coming to you. So what was it about? Because obviously you guys have partnered with DeepTarget in the past before, and mm-hmm. it seems like you guys have a really a great partnership with them. So, and then bringing it all together for Altana. So, or Altana, I'm sorry. I'm getting the name. I'm working on it, Eva. For Altana. So how did the three organizations work together here to make this a success? In other words.
Yeah. That's a great question. Just a little bit about MDT. We're a credit union service organization, or CUSO. We have just over 100 clients, and all of those are on the Symitar Episys Quest core, which we host for all of those clients. So basically, we have had a partnership with DeepTarget for since 2015, just under 7 years. And we've worked with them really with the same goal every time, which is to attract new members to our client credit unions and then also enhance existing relationships, right? So that's been our goal the whole time, and it still is. And so the platforms have changed a little bit, and where we integrate to has changed a little bit. But we've stayed kind of the course the whole time. And so we have really strong integrations with DeepTarget and with Banno, which is Jack Henry's leading online and mobile platform, as you guys know. And so we're able to kind of facilitate them getting data from the core into DeepTarget that can then be used to really create specific targeted marketing campaigns, create collateral, and then they can push that out all across all the different channels, you know, online, mobile, email, text, everything.
Oh, wow.
So it's really cool because it gives a consistent look and feel across all the platforms.
Yeah. Because that was my next question. It's like, how did you guys get this? How did you guys get it to look really consistent or be consistent through these different channels? So I don't know if you want to go into it too deeply, but how did you guys manage that? Working with Deep Target.
Yeah, so I can probably turn it over to Altana for that because they create the collateral and push it.
Okay.
So Eva, do you want to talk to that piece?
Absolutely. So Deep Target gives us flexibility. And let's just run through an example.
Sure.
We know we're speaking to our members because it's inside our online banking. But they allow us to choose our audience. So if I want to speak to members who just have a specific service with us or don't have a specific service with us, I'm easily able to build an audience for my campaign. Once I know who my audience is, Deep Target allows me to either pick from a library of campaigns that are already pre-built, and I can just customize those for my credit union.
Oh, nice.
Or I can choose to create my campaign in whatever software I use and design it and upload it into Deep Target.
Okay.
And that's what we choose to do because then I know that we are on brand. I know that our voice is the same voice we use in all of our other marketing and campaigns, and it's really reinforcing that message. One of our goals is to really, banking is so intimidating and everybody thinks they're doing it wrong. And so our goal is to break down that barrier and let our members know that we're here for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that messaging and that branding and that tone of voice can be used in Deep Target, and we're giving them the message at the moment that they're doing their banking.
Right on.
So they're thinking about money, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not thinking about what's for dinner. So we're reaching them at the moment that we know that they're thinking about their money. And so that we found really great results. They're more open to the communications. And Deep Target also lets you personalize the experience. So it would say Mike on your campaign, on your ad.
Yeah.
And it would say Eva on Eva's. So allows you to personalize the message. And then Deep Target also came out with some new technology, which is a 3D storyteller technology that allows us to use video. And so we were so excited about that because we have video playing in our lobbies on TVs, and I can take those same messages that are playing in the lobbies, and I can then feed those to our members online. So I'm reinforcing that same message with the same look and the same feel.
Wow, I love that. I'm totally biased with video, so you've won me over there for sure. So yeah, you mentioned results. Can you share any results or any type of successful anecdotes that would kind of illustrate what happened here? Or
so gosh, you know, Mike, you would think I would be a numbers person, right? I'm working in the wrong industry. I do have some results. I have them written down here.
That's perfect.
Since we went live April 19th with the new Deep Target.
Okay.
So in May, we had 134 influenced conversions. So that means that they saw an ad on their app or online.
Right.
And again, this is also available on their app. So the experience, whether they're on a desktop or whether they're on their mobile device, it's all the same.
Gotcha.
So we had 134 influenced conversions. In June, we had 108 influenced conversions. So these are actual people that went and got an auto loan after
seeing campaign
about an auto loan. So pretty good results. For users on our online banking, We have 12,800 users. So that kind of gives you an idea of how large or small our credit union is.
No, that's perfect. Yeah, those are good numbers for sure. Yeah. And so what's your take on those numbers? What's your take on those numbers, Christina? I mean, I'm very impressed with those numbers, and obviously they'll probably continue to go up as this proceeds. So what are your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. They're very good. And one of the things I really like about the analytics in DeepTarget is you can see when a campaign kind of spikes and starts to fall flat, and you can kind of refresh it with some new content, which is cool. Mm-hmm. And then the 3D storyteller that Eva mentioned is so engaging. You know, it turns going to your banking, which is like humdrum, annoying, you know, not your favorite thing to do, right? And it feels more like social media, right? Because you have this video and you can kind of interact with it. So it just makes it more of a fun experience.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah, it's a very, like you said, it's a humdrum, mundane task sometimes. So anything to pick it up, you know, we're all for sure. So, and Eva, I mean, you mentioned some goals before as well. So can you reiterate what some goals that you guys had in mind, and if you achieved them, and how so if you did?
Absolutely. Our goal is really to reinforce that message, to make sure that we're on brand, to make sure that we can break down barriers and communicate to our members easily, and really make sure our messaging reflects that we are their trusted financial partner, and that we're here for them no matter where they are in their financial journey. And we use DeepTarget also, not just for products and services. I also use DeepTarget to notify members of events or, annual meeting or sponsorships at the fair or, other messaging as well. But really to let our members know that we're there for them.
Yeah. And we really do
make an effort to keep the information fresh and engaging. That is a great point, because you can tell, this data has been out here too long and now it's not as engaging.
Yeah.
And so it's a dashboard that's very easy to read. Again, I'm not a numbers person, so they make it very simple. And so I know when my data needs to be refreshed and that new campaigns need to be launched.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Eva, because as we all know, credit unions are doing anything that they can to be creative, to stand out, to be relevant, all that type of stuff. And this is one really cool way of doing that, to really stand out for your members, and having that message, whatever that message may be, stick. And then word of mouth, you know, they can tell their neighbors and friends about it. So that I'm really glad that you brought that up, because they're looking to be creative out there.
Yes. One of the other things we just launched, and I don't have results or data on it yet, it was just launched last week, but DeepTarget has what's called predictive targeting. And predictive targeting is their algorithm, AI, that they've built into their platform that allows you to build a campaign, and then you don't build your audience. DeepTarget builds your audience, and based on people's reactions to the campaign, they will feed it to more people because they mimic those reactions and say, okay, we got some good reaction with this group. Now let's expand that and send it to this group. So it's their algorithm that is learning our members' needs. And I don't have data, but it's powerful.
Yeah. Well, what you just explained there doesn't need data right now. It sounds really cool by itself. Yeah. So I'm very impressed, and I'm really excited to hear how that comes about for your credit union. So yeah, maybe we'll have you back on, Eva, and find out how that one went too. So excited to hear more about that for sure. Anything kind of predictive or proactive is a benefit to anybody. So, and Christina, what's next for this partnership? Because it sounds like, you know, MDT sounds like, you guys sound like you're the straw that stirs the drink around here. So you guys kind of facilitate all these folks, all these technologies to really benefit credit unions or benefit all the organizations involved. So what's next in this relationship?
Yeah, I mean, the greatest thing about it is DeepTarget's super innovative and they keep us involved all the time. Mm-hmm. We meet regularly to learn about what they're working on, test out new things. And our goal is to be on the cutting edge. You know, if they have a new product or service, we want it to be ready for our clients right when it's available.
Yeah.
So that's the big thing. Just continuing to deepen that relationship and make sure that our clients have the support they need.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have, you know, some different complementary products and services that we offer. And so we're trying to kind of deepen the relationship and deepen the education on how those things can work together and be extremely impactful. Yeah. And we're even using them internally at MDT too.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of cool to see them work for us and for our clients and see, you know, member responses. It's exciting.
Okay. Now that's a great testimonial. If you guys are using it and you're sending it out to your clients as well, then that says a lot right there. So good stuff. So anything else to add to wrap up here, ladies? I mean, this is fantastic. I'd love to see how three organizations really come together and really focus on their strengths to benefit, guess what, the member out there. So that's what it's all about. So anything else to add? Christine, I'll let you go first here. Any final thoughts here on what's transpired?
Yeah. I just want to thank you for having us on the segment. I think it's so exciting that you're kind of highlighting DeepTarget and Banno and what Altan is doing out there. It's really cool. And we're definitely excited to see the future of, you know, marketing and the analytics. The AI piece is really exciting. So we're happy to be part of it.
Good deal. Yeah, good to keep pushing that envelope. All right, Christina.
So absolutely.
You're doing a great job. And speaking of pushing that envelope, Eva, any final thoughts here? Because you guys sound like you're on the cusp of something else pretty big too with the predictive stuff, right?
We're excited. We're excited about that. I would again say thank you. Yes, thanks for having us on.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
But the bottom line for me is just how easy it is to deliver our messages to our members. And how we can keep the content relevant to their financial journey. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just being able to do that and target our members it's a win in my book.
Agreed. Yeah. Yeah. It goes such a long ways in the consumer market, as we all know. So good stuff. All right, ladies, I'm going to let you get back to work and house. We'll let you get back to work as well. Maybe we'll bring you back on some reruns or something like that. But anyway, the four of us had a great conversation today. So
yes.
Thank you again for all your hard work, guys. Keep it up and then look forward to having you back on. Maybe we can have you back on and talk about the predictive stuff as well when you guys are ready. It'd be a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
You are welcome. You are